Nav, open a new audio file. This is addressed to Head of Surveying, Anson Randall, on Luna. Encrypt with his key and send it as soon as I finish recording. Begin recording. Anson, I'm sending this straight to you because I know you're going to want to hear this from me directly. By the time you receive this, you'll be aware that I'm already on my way back. I've had my nav calculate the trajectory as soon as I got on board, and I'm currently on my way back at 20% thrust. Yes, this is that important. I'll start from the beginning. I arrived at the second target asteroid around 12 hours ago. This is, 35AXC4, I think. The speed this damn thing spins at is intimidating, to say the least. I can see why we've passed it up so many times. But I got the firmware update from the eggheads that were supposed to help with this. I flashed all the drones and sent them out to survey. Even with the new firmware, they had some serious trouble landing, even at the poles. I lost 38 of them, but I got enough good scans from the rest to confirm what we thought. Don't bother lecturing me about company property. I'm quite aware how much those things cost. But we're definitely coming back, so we can try to recover some of them then. Anyway, the scan showed lots of metal. In one crater right at the equator. I know what you're thinking already. Some metal-heavy rock crashed there and set the whole asteroid spinning like mad. And that rock is jammed in the crater, just waiting for us to come mine it out, right? That's what I thought, too. I was wrong. It's a ship. I ship you not. Dead serious. UNS Corvair. I have no record of it. Maybe you could find some history on it. I can tell you exactly when the ship crashed, though. Anyway, as soon as I got imaging from the drones, I knew I had to see it for myself. I recalled the remaining drones and was able to land the ship on one of the poles and went to investigate the ship on foot. Inside, I found the pilot of the ship. You heard that right. He's a damn corpuscle in a cryopod. A cryopod. It was hooked up to an RTG, which was about 3/4 dead. Yeah, that tells you something right there. This thing is over 80 years old. The power output on the RTG was still keeping it regulated, probably because the ship was jammed in a crater in total darkness. Even just a little sunlight on the ship would have definitely warmed it up with every rotation and would have drained the power to keep him frozen. It would have failed 60 years ago if it wasn't for that. He's a lucky son of a bitch. The display says exactly how long it's been running. 82 years, 3 months, and 14 days. That's how I know when the ship crashed. I immediately disconnected the pod from the ship and started dragging it back. He must have rigged the pod to automatically begin the thawing sequence when it was unplugged, because it has been beeping and warming up ever since. You can probably see my dilemma already. There aren't good odds that he'll wake up. Cryo wasn't reliable even in the best circumstances. I may end up with a warm dead body. But, alive or not, he and Pod are worth a fortune to the right researcher or museum. I knew you'd want me to hightail it back as soon as possible. Speaking of that, if there's a tug between here and Luna that can help me slow down, I can crank the engine up to 50% thrust and shave a week or two off my trip. But until I hear otherwise, I'm gonna play it safe at 20%. He is thawing, and I don't have any way to stop it. The readouts on the pod are showing that there has been a continuous trace of mental activity since the pod was first closed. So, he is still alive, sort of. I don't have high hopes for him. I mean, They only used those things because stasis drugs hadn't been invented yet. He's most likely going to have some severe nerve damage, possibly even be nothing more than a vegetable. I won't know for another hour or two. I'm gonna send this now and go check on him. Reply immediately with any changes with my orders. End recording. Encrypt and send.
Holy shit. Wow. Heart started normally. Brain function looks quite normal, actually. He even might be lucid. Breathing. Oh, shit. Air exchange isn't working. He's sucking. Fuck. I'm gonna have to open this case now. Override. Yes? Immediate. Confirm. And...
Oh, that's cold. Smells stale, too. Hey! I don't know if you can hear me. Take a deep breath. Slow breath. It's going to hurt. This air is a lot warmer than your lungs. But you have to breathe. You have to get oxygen. Breathe, damn it. Oh, there you go. I know, it's gonna hurt to cough. Just cough it out. I can't imagine what kind of nerve pain you're feeling. Let me go grab something. I'll be right back. I'll see what I can do. They give us all top-of-line equipment. Corporate just doesn't want us failing to come back due to some injury or sickness if they can prevent it. Really, they just want their ship back, but I guess us pilots benefit from that policy. Anyways, I'm gonna slip this around your forehead. It's for diagnosis. Brain hemorrhaging and blood clots are pretty common after being frozen. Catching that early is my top priority. I can see the pain in your face. Just hold on a bit, please. Ouch, look at all that bruising. Thankfully, I can fix it. I'm gonna put you under for now. Let the autodoc do some work on you. You're in good hands, please. Trust me. I'll wake you up in a couple hours, okay? Holy shit. Well, now that he's less blue, he's pretty cute. Really hope I can keep him alive. Set the rest to 22% as soon as I got the message. Thanks for running those calculations for me. As for our guest, I've got the autodoc working on the tissue damage. It's a lot less than I would have expected. There's bruising all over, which is normal for reanimation, but my biggest concern was in the brain itself. But it looks like it's all fixed or wasn't damaged to begin with. As soon as I had him stabilized, I moved him out of the cryopod and onto a stretcher. He's on the floor behind me. He should be waking up pretty soon. I'll update when I know more. End recording. Encrypt and send. Whoa, hey. Hey there, calm down, please. Just hold on. Just relax. Breathe slow. Lay back down. You need to recover. What? Yes, water. I'll be right back. Here, open up. Good. Relax. Yes, I know you're blind. I know. Trust me, this isn't permanent. It's from the swelling from the tissue around the optic nerves. You're probably also really numb in your fingers and toes, right? Yeah, cryo does that. I'll fix everything I can with the supplies I have here. Anything else can be handled at the hospital on Luna. Mostly, you just need time. The good news is that there is about a 0% chance you'll ever go into a cryopod again in your life. Congratulations. They're obsolete now. But you're frozen for 80 years. Yeah, I know. It's crazy. You're damned lucky. Smart, too. You must have set the autopilot to slam the ship into that asteroid and hopped into your cryopod. If you hadn't done that, you'd be floating off into deep space out past the edge of the solar system by now. Oh, I'm Sophie. Pilot of the ship. It's just me. And, we're in the asteroid belt right now. My job is to survey asteroids for mining. That probably sounded really dumb. I'm sorry. What can I call you? You're not much for words, are you? I must sound like I'm rambling a lot. Look, you and I are looking at a 42-day trip back to Luna. We have plenty of time to talk. More importantly, you need to sleep and shower. When you wake up next, we're going to start flushing your kidneys. You're going to need lots and lots of water to push through those chems from the cryo process. After that, we can start on food. But sleep first, all right? Close your eyes. Your family? I'm sorry, I didn't ask. I can find out for you. My boss at Luna can dig up your records, but he's still about 60 light minutes away. So if you promise to get some sleep, I'll request a digital copy and we should have it in a couple hours. Deal? Sure, if you like my humming, I can keep doing it. Hey, I need you to wake up. Come on, sit up for me. Take a drink. There you go. Is that enough? You've been out for 6 hours. The autodock finished up a couple minutes ago and disconnected by itself, but we need to keep pushing fluids. The rest of the nerve damage can't be fixed with what I have. I'm sorry. You're gonna have a few numb spots, especially on your fingers, and your optic nerves are beyond what my autodock can fix. I know it's scary, but once we get to Luna and get you to a hospital, they'll be able to reverse everything. I promise. Your records? You were a pilot for the United Space Program, right? That only existed for a couple years. It was badly managed, and they went through funding too quickly, and everyone pulled out of it. Hard copies may exist on Earth somewhere, but we don't have access to them. We only found some basic information about your ship, but they did send over some information about your family. Don't worry, I didn't open it. I figured you'd want to do that in private. But, if you want me to read some of your files to you, I can. Right now, though, how are you feeling? Yeah, I bet. Your kidneys are working overtime with all that water I've been pushing. Do you think you can stand? Here. Hold this, take my hand. There you go. Take a minute to find your balance. I dropped us to about a fifth of a G right now, so that should help. It's only going to take a few steps to the toilet. Let me know when you're good to walk. Alright, let's go then. Take it slow. You alright? Don't worry, the design hasn't really changed. It's probably similar to one on your ship. Here, give me your hand. That's the tube here, and this basin folds down. With everything folded up and the door closed, this is the shower. Just turn around. The controls are here, on the wall. No, you don't have to turn on the suction. It'll turn on automatically. do you need help? okay, I'm sorry. I'm sure you can handle it. I'll step outside. This is a little too cramped for both of us. I'm leaving.
Fuck. What the hell is that about, huh? You're totally trying to perv on him. Get your mind out of the gutter. Like, seriously. He's got so much to worry about right now. He's lost everything in his life. He's weak, he's blind. Just give him some time to recover. What are you thinking? What am I doing? Oh, sure. Just, toss your flight suit out here. I'll get in the cleaner. I'll hang up a robe out here by you, by the front door. By the door. I need to find something to do. Are you okay in there?
What's wrong? Oh, hold on, I got you. No, it's okay. Your legs, here. Even with this low gravity, your muscles will still need time to adapt. Here, put your arm around my shoulder. No, it's fine. I don't care if you get me wet, it's okay. Alright, got the rope here in my hand. Stick your arm out. Let you get it on. Hold on. Just lean on me. Nav, reduce thrust to station keeping only. There. This will be much easier for us in zero G. Now you can let go of me. There you go. Here, there's a couple straps to tie in the front. Here, let me get it for you. So how are you feeling? I mean, do you still need more rest? Alright, I'll get Nav set up to recognize you. And then you can go through your family records. I don't expect there will be a lot of good news, unfortunately. If you want some privacy, I can shut myself in the shower and listen to some music. No, I don't mind. Here, let me pull you to the cockpit. Here, sit down. There's the strap across your left there. Nav, set up voice recognition. Go ahead. Say your name. End recording. Okay, so commands should be pretty self-explanatory. You can just, you can say, like, read next file. Or read file names, things like that, yeah. I'm gonna be in the shower with music. Holler if you need anything. Hey. I wasn't hearing anything for a while, so... Are you okay? Did you want to talk about it? I understand it's going to take some time to process. Did you want to be alone for now? No? Well, I have an idea. Would you accept some cuddling? I mean nothing like that. I just think maybe it would help you, like, not be so lonely. Me too, of course. I'm so sick of being alone. Yeah? Okay, good. I thought I was being weird. I probably still am being weird. So I was thinking, I really prefer sleeping while weightless. So I got a sleeping bag that attaches to the wall. I usually just climb in and zip up and fall right asleep, but, this is a little embarrassing. It's specifically made for two people. I sort of had this hopeless romantic dream that I'd meet my Prince Charming out here in the belt, and we'd make a perfect pair of asteroid surveyors. But I didn't really understand the concept of how vast this belt is. We all work in our separate areas. Even if I wanted to meet up with another surveyor for some face-to-face, it would take days and too much fuel. It's very lonely out here. I wasn't prepared for that. I guess you're even more lonely than I am, though. I still communicate with my family. You don't even have that option. So how about, at least for today, you share my sleeping bag with me? Just to keep each other company. I mean, even if you only want a shoulder to cry on, I think I can be that for you. Thank you. Here, take my hand. I'll pull us along. It's on the other side. Here. I'll get in first. So you can put your back against the wall and see these loops? Oh, sorry, you can't see. Here. There's loops sewn into the bag on the inside all around. There's ones up here for your arms and a buckle for your waist. Okay, now you get it. No, it's fine. You can't see what you're doing. You didn't touch me on purpose. It's fine. I don't mind. Can you reach the zipper? It's down by your foot. Here, let me actually get this for you so you don't have to bend over. Let me help you get strapped in. Well, this kind of depends on how close you want to be. You can be buckled in here, or you can get right up against me and pull this strap around you and buckle it to mine. Wait, you heard me? Great. Yeah, I think you're cute. I'm sure you got a lot of compliments before. Yeah, fine. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, you're attractive. Are you happy now? Yeah. Closer? Fine. Here, pull a strap to how close you want me to be to you. There. This is actually kind of nice. It's been far too long since I've had someone this close to me. So, this bag is, really big normally. If you reach out, you can stretch your arms all the way out in front of you, but you're not supposed to sleep like that. Are you comfortable? Okay, so there's another strap with a loop. If you pull on it, it'll collapse the bag and hold us together to keep warm and to keep from bumping around in zero G. There. You're so warm. Can I put my head on your shoulder? Relax. Close your eyes. Save your worries for later. Oh, sure I can. Mm-hmm.